miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs there, Nick. They went to the White House yesterday.
Woke.
And I was telling
you. Did anybody not go?
I don't know.
Is there anybody that hates Dark Brandon?
I was reading. There has to be. I was reading. I saw the video. I was telling Nick about this. At one point, he must have already spoke, and he's walking around shaking the Chiefs' hands. And Kelce walks to the microphone, and then Mahomes sees him and walks over and pushes the microphone away and pushes Kelce back to his area because he doesn't know what he's going to say. Mahomes is brilliant there.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate to say,
he really saved the day.
I don't dislike Patrick Mahomes unless he's on the field playing the Steelers, and I'll root against him.
Every chance I get.
But I just don't dislike that guy. And he runs over there and pushes the microphone away thinking, you big dumb animal, I don't know what you're going to say.
You can just hear him going, whoa, bad idea, big boy. Let's not do that.
I don't think he was going to say anything. I don't think Kelce's a dumbass Trump or anything like that. I think he's just afraid he's just say something stupid.
Yeah.
Or swear.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he's just
He's just a big dumb animal.
He's a big dumb animal, right?
Here's some good insight from.
Have you seen the video? Isn't it cool?
Yeah, I'm watching it. It looks like they might have staged the whole thing.
Really? I don't know, man.
Because like Kelce takes a sec, he like pauses there.
Okay, all right.
But he's not. I don't think he's drunk.
No. Apparently, women use super glue to put their fake fingernails on, so that's why she might have had it in the nightstand.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
She looks like a girl that might have fake fingernails.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Yeah.
But still, supremely dumbass move.
Oh, yeah.
Put them in your eyes. Kind of dumb. Yeah.
Kind of.
I do like the idea of applying cortisone with a tongue. You know, I know Walsh was into that.
We're going to take that call, too. Right. If you've ever had the butt cream applied with tongue, someone else's tongue, your butt.
I think it's a tough sell for a couple reasons. One, like, if you legitimately need butt itch cream, somebody's like, oh, let me get in there.
Yeah, your butt is itching for a reason. That means it's red and irritated.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't make it
for her
appealing.
Pleasure.
Right.
Hey, it's kind of red and irritated down there. You want to touch it with your tongue?
Never mind that.
No. That's a good point, Nick. If it was smooth, you know, everything's good down there, sure.
Yeah, well.
But I don't need it then. I don't need a butt cream then.
Well, yeah, maybe just like lotion. Right.
It's a test.
Yeah. It's love, by the way.
True love.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're getting an email from Don't Say My Name. It says he shaved his balls clean a few months ago, got a really close shave, started itching a day and a half later, so he thought it'd be a good idea to put on aftershave.
No, because aftershave stinks your face. I mean, I haven't shaved my face in years, but even my neck.
Well, he said the itch went away and it turned into a low-grade burn for 2 hours, even after washing them.
On his nuts?
Yeah.
What, are you, some Aqua Velva, some crap like that?
What'd you do, dumbass? That's a dumbass move.
That guy never washed Home Alone.
No, you're right.
There he goes.
Right.
That's the origin of the iconic scene.
Right.
Is that even a thing anymore? I don't see much about aftershave. Certainly is not advertised.
Well, first of all, when's the last time you're clean shaven? Do you use it? I mean, she probably use it, right?
No, okay. I think the last time I'm a barber, I've had the straight razor.
Okay.
A couple times that.
And they'll put some.
I don't do it at home.
Okay. I use it on my neck when I shave.
Yeah, I'll use like
it helps. Yeah, it's soothing.
But it's more like a lotion. It's not. Yeah, it's not like the
brace,
watery
skin bracer.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's not like rubbing alcohol like Aqua Velva is. Yeah. That's what's mostly rubbing alcohol.
So you use yours about every 3 weeks or so, Puss, when you shave your face.
Yeah. You know, 14 to 21 days when it's called for.
Yeah, but don't slap that on your balls, Jesus.
No. No, bad idea.
That would have been a funny scene, though, in Home Alone with that little kid. If Macaulay Culkin has nuts hanging out there. Of course, you have to show like 10-year-old nuts in a movie. They probably wouldn't do that.
It would have really changed that film.
It would have. you know, right.
You probably didn't have pubes to shave at that point.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a face to shave either. You know, he's acting like an adult. We've all done that. I saw Dad shaving his nuts. I'm going to try it. But I got no hair on my nuts.
That stuck to the tape?
I think it might have.
No, my dad wasn't of the nut shaving generation. That was below him. You know,
I just let it ride.
Oh yeah,
he might have trimmed up before one of those trips to the bunny ranch.
I don't know, man.
That would be a great Tom Brokaw book, The Nut Shaving Generation. The nut shaving generation deserves a little love.
Yeah, that's definitely not the greatest generation.
I mean, does any adult have a dad that wouldn't be from the They'd all be from the nut shaving non-nut shaving
generation.
Yeah,
I'm guessing if you were,
well,
we're about as old as probably Todd and I, and even we didn't start doing it until it was
well became, into adulthood.
Well, it became a thing then. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a thing before that, yeah. Right.
But you guys are trendy.
Yes, you're we are. The, thank you.
You're cool. Yeah. We're trendy about
people
your
often
nuts.
Say that.
Happening.
Very yeah. trendy.
All there are guys my age I know that don't trim their nuts.
Yeah, like yeah. I know my dad did it. It didn't hit 2018, and my dad was like, huh, it's time.
Yeah.
Pop culture.
But we're trendy, right.
Have you
exactly.
asked?
Oh, there might be guys our age that have never shaved their
nuts. Of course there is. Of yeah. course there is.
Just full bush?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I told you there was a guy that I, a friend of mine.
I don't see random balls right. anymore like I used to.
That's because no one loves them.
Are you disappointed?
If anyone loved them, they would have asked them to trim up down there.
Or maybe there's just a big forest fire between them and their wife the whole time.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I dally and
yeah.
you're a little younger than you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty bushy in my business.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you clean up once in a while?
What's that?
You clean up once in a while?
Oh, I clean up. Yeah. But I mean, the opposite is pretty.
Yeah.
In the 40s is pretty bushy usually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Oh,
your women.
The ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, the ladies. That's
really?
Right. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
You do. No, I'm just saying in that older, there's yeah, that. Yeah. But I used to work at a job too where we had lots of old guys and all that stuff. And they all, we would tell them that, oh, you are, yeah, oh, so they you're would, so, yeah.
They would shit. They called you gay, probably. What are
yes,
you gay?
That's what,
you
what
gay?
I was what saying. Gay? Yeah, the whole thing was, oh, you're gay. Right. They're smooth.
Yeah, you might as well be shaving your chest.
Did they go, oh, they're smooth to my touch.
Yeah, let me
you're so gay.
Yeah. Just to make sure you're really gay.
I know a guy that shaves his chest, too. Yeah.
Well, I know guys do that because they're lifting, too, but and some guys have really hair, but yeah, that's stupid. Yeah.
But if I mean, if you,
I get.
Is that for lifting purposes?
No, there's no purpose for
no,
it.
That
okay.
guy's
it's
dumb.
Just
I see if you're a bodybuilder putting
on
a show.
I get if you have a rogue hair. Some guys can't grow. I can't grow a lot of hair in my chest. So, but I never shave it. But if they had like random hairs, I've seen that guy. But the full hairy guy shaving is stupid.
Wrestlers will do legs.
Yeah.
Or if you're an Olympic swimmer, I can see.
Right.
A case for yeah. shaving
like
your
my
body.
My dad did that, but he was like, I asked him about it. He goes,
well, he's gay too.
Well, yeah, he's like, I live in West Hollywood. I have to.
Right.
Well, I mean, like if you were a lifeguard or something where you were out all day with your shirt off. And
right.
I mean, if you were one of those, you know, natural sweater guys, I could see you probably trimming that down.
You could
down.
Trim it up without shaving it completely. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, if you just work in retail or whatever and you shave your chest, why?
I tried it once. When we were
you have hairy chest? I never seen it.
Yeah. When we ended up at the hospital.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you're seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you have a separate. Yeah.
We ended up at the hospital. We were in
show
the,
us.
Obviously, doesn't know how to take a hint.
Yeah.
Show us.
I've never seen it.
But I trimmed it just before we ended up at the hospital when our youngest son was born.
Okay.
And I was all just right. itching the whole time.
Oh, man.
I felt like an ape.
Yeah. Like,
you had to make it. You had to make it about you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my
tits. How's your vagina? I don't care if my chest.
Yeah.
Did you put aftershave on it to stop the itch?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't.
No, I got a buddy who
shaved
like,
it all the way. It was trim.
A not quite evolved primate, back hair, yeah. the whole thing, right. and I can't imagine how itchy that would be if you shaved it all.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And how much maintenance it would be? You'd have to shave it. I don't know. You know, guys who shave their heads. How often do they shave their heads?
Depends
probably
how quick it grows.
Every
I guess
second yeah. or third day. Yeah, I would
yeah.
guess.
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, so, some of them like to leave a little stubble up there.
My brother-in-law shaves his head completely. I mean, he lost it, but he yeah. shaves his sides too.
Every
he's
day?
Got a good side. He's got a good head, though.
Does he have to shave his head every day?
I'm not there, but when we stay with him, yeah, I think he does every couple of days. I never see stubble on that yeah. bear. So you know, yeah.
See, if I was one of those really, if I was one of those not quite evolved primate guys, yeah. I might think about investing in one of those like little, you know. Follicle killing light things, you know. You've seen that.
How
like,
long do they kill them though?
Not familiar.
It's supposed to be like if you use them, I guess consistently over like 6-8 weeks, it's an almost permanent thing.
I know a guy.
Someone's
shaved...
got to do it for you though. You
yeah, get... yeah. You'd have to have some help if yeah. it was your back.
I know a guy.
What about your back?
I know a guy's right. got pretty hairy forearms, but he doesn't. You don't. He wouldn't want to shave your forearms down. That would look stupid. So he actually thins it out. You know, there's some sort of guard. We'll just take it. It just makes it less hairy.
Okay.
Because you don't want...
So it's not completely
no,
shaved.
No, that would look stupid.
But
I mean, completely
thin,
shaved
yeah.
forearms would look stupid. Unless you're a weightlifter, unless you're a bodybuilder, they do that, you know. Yeah. but he still wants hair there. He has just really hairy arms. Like, oh, like people would look at him. So he just kind of shaves it down a little bit.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different products you can get. They're like the laser hair removal for at home, and you can just flash it off.
Yeah, that's sexy. Yeah. Honey, can you laser hair all the hair off my top of my ass crack?
It's for you.
It's sexy that way.
How about you, me, and the laser get a room?
Pusses Fluff and Tony Harris are about to talk to Harris.
It would be kind of fun pretending you're a butt sniper.
Yep.
Getting those hairs off of that laser.
Oh, I love the word butt sniper. That's going to stick. Pretend you're a butt sniper. It's Tyler Walsh, by the way. Yeah. It's Tyler Walsh comedy for you there. Pretend you're a butt sniper. Are you fluffing?
Are we a minute away? Yeah.
I'm waiting.
All right. 2 minutes
away? It's good that you didn't hear any of that.
I know.
I heard a little
sometimes,
bit of it.
Yeah. He did. He might have heard. No, not you. We were talking about you.
Oh. Yeah, you have to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want the guest.
You're a butt sniper from way back.
Right? An assassin.
How many guests that we get on here, if they'd heard the previous segment, do you think would bail?
Once in a great while, the segment is before that is canceled, and there'll be a guest listening to the show, and they'll come in and they'll make a joke about what they heard.
Yeah.
And that's not usually cool. Now, while I'm on this show, those guys spent 20 minutes talking about butt snipers. And now we're also talking about the serious subject. Wow, a fun subject, not just serious. And what's happening now, Puss?
Some serious fun.
Yeah.
One more minute.
All right. Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get worse if we do that.
Well, that might not be a good idea.
Because then we'll talk about before laser sights when you were just a manual butt sniper. When you're just looking down the old crosshairs.
Before laser sights.
Oh, all the professional wrestlers, they all shave.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah, and the bodybuilders do, too. I get that. Right. I get that look.
Because they're going to
be all oiled up and looking good.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got to put on the baby oil afterwards.
Oh,
doesn't mix well with the hair.
No.
Yeah, that would suck to be the WWE barber.
Yeah.
Look at, Todd, only you can see, but look at how nice and smooth my legs are. That's just natural.
Yeah.
I don't grow hair. I love it.
Mine are weird.
I used to have more hair on my legs, but the longer you
you got legs like me. I like
the longer you wear pants, hair on your legs go away.
You guys are going to do
that's
it.
That's a fact, man.
Somebody pointed out.
That's why Todd's afraid to do that fishing trip.
Why have we not gone to the river together yet?
Look at us.
You could end up in your arms someday.
Yeah. But my lower legs, below my knee, I have hair on the insides, but not the outside.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Walsh can shave those for you on your trip, man. Brokeback fishing trip to the Missouri.
Never been inclined to shave.
Laying in Walsh's arms.
I want to try Nair once.
All right, hang on here. Show's called The Proof is Out There on the History Channel.
Your host is Tony Harris. Tony, I just realized that you and I spent some time together. Well, we weren't together, but you were in Cleveland at the same time I was, and you were the host of PM Magazine.
You do not remember that.
I do.
Come on.
Well, Todd was on the radio there, right?
Yeah. But, I wasn't winning Emmy Awards.
Yeah, no.
Tony was on TV winning Emmy Awards. But you started
that. What station were you with?
It was WNCX. It was a classic rock station at the time.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Was that formerly WMMS?
No, that was our competition.
I used to fill in for PM Magazine. I used to fill in for PM Magazine in the Harrisburg TV market. Remember that?
So you share that.
I was a fill-in on PM Magazine.
And Howard Stewart eventually took my job, so I left. Well, I had to leave.
Oh, that whole run. Yeah.
Didn't you start out in radio?
I think you remember that show.
You were a man after my own heart because you were, if I read correctly, you quit college and you went into radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it, and I still love it. I still see my future as ending up on a boat somewhere in the Caribbean with a short wave or some kind of radio where I'm playing funk records and Parliament Funkadelic, man. That's how I see end of my days.
Okay. Let me know if you need some help.
That'd be perfect, man.
Sounds fun.
Brother.
The proof is out there on the History Channel. When you started hosting this, were you a skeptic?
Yeah, I still am.
Okay.
Still am.
Okay,
still trying to get to the bottom of it.
You have to believe
that the proof is out there, but we're going to find it. Yeah.
Now, let's go with this.
I'm glad to hear that because I don't want a conspiracy theorist hosting these shows.
No. I don't either.
And good. I'm glad you're a skeptic.
Every time we hear stuff about UFOs, they declassify stuff. They still redact it. So what's the point if we,
that's right,
we don't ever see it? If it's redacted, then they're not showing us anything.
Are you following the news today?
Even
as we speak. Oh, yeah, we've got ex-intelligence officials saying that the government is hiding alien technology.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the whistleblower on this story worked in the highest offices of intelligence. So, yes, to the point. Yeah. I mean, you get these reports like Disclosure. What was that, a year and a half ago?
Right, yeah.
It's heavily redacted, and, you know, they're admitting, yeah, the military pilots have come forward. They testified. They said, look, we've got all this stuff. We've caught it on FLIR video and everything else. And
right.
The propulsion system is something that we don't understand. We don't know that science. We don't own that science. And so what is it? Is it alien technology? And then we get kind of a milk-toasty kind of report from Congress, but everybody knows there's more.
If only we had some guy who could declassify information with his mind.
Yeah.
Maybe we could learn a little bit more about that.
Scumbag. No, he's a scumbag. Yeah.
Judging. Judging. Well played, young man. Yeah. Well played.
Hey, you called him a young man. Holy hell. He's not. He's not, by the way. Hey, Tony, so if the Loch Ness Monster's alive, it'd be a couple hundred years old or maybe 1,000 years old. So yeah. Are they saying it's babies or does
spawn,
it exist?
Or the alien spawn, right?
Right, right. Okay. Yeah.
But we haven't found the original one. Wouldn't there be some kind of remains of the original one in the lake? Because nobody's seen it leave the lake.
Exactly. So that's interesting because, you know, we start this show and what kind of material that, you know, we're a captured video show and people are sending us their videos that they've, you know, been on vacation, maybe had a little bit too much to drink and they saw this thing and they send it to us, right?
Right.
So we start the show with kind of the pillars of this thing, Loch Ness Monster. We're going to analyze everything on Loch Ness. We're going to analyze everything on Sasquatch, the Yeti, Bigfoot, everything. And that's where we started. And at the end of the show, we said, please, we can't keep this going forever. So,
<Right. laughs>
you know, if you capture something, send it to us. And that's what they did. But so this video in this upcoming season is from a couple that was on holiday and they captured something. That's 750 feet of water. And it's dark and murky and yucky. And
it is
and
deep.
Part of the reason why it remains, you know, this mystery, this unsolved thing, is because we can't get clarity on what's down there. What is it? Is it the remnants of some prehistoric whatever, plesiosaur, whatever the hell it could be, or is it just a meal? Right?
All right. I'd read that lake was, you know, years ago. That it's just so deep and so dark that that's one of the reasons that this mystery continues. Yeah. Obviously, right.
Yeah.
So what What are the subjects on this season? The proof is out there with Tony.
Well, let me see here. Let me go to the menu here.
Sure.
Do you have any interest in dismembered fish heads?
A dismembered fish head?
Is that a hard pass?
That's fine, man. Is this the zombie fish? This the zombie fish?
That's it.
And we got
that coming.
So it's just a fish head that swims around that's alive, but without the rest of the body.
So I'm learning. So there's real science to this, right?
Yeah.
And so that's part of the conceit of the show is that there's real science to this stuff. In most cases, if we can't figure out the science, we don't know what the hell it is, right?
Right. Right.
So yeah, there's this dismembered fish head, right?
Yeah.
And I'm understanding now that there are places where that the life cycle and the growth cycle is so short for some fish that that's essentially all you get?
Is the head.
So is the head, right. And you wouldn't want to put your hand near its mouth. You'd lose a couple fingers and you'd probably lose the hand. But what we do is, you know, we test it out. We put a couple of, you know, soda cans, beer cans, maybe a Bud Light or two.
Right.
Oops. And this thing chomps on it, right? And then we take it apart and we, you know, we find out there's real science. There's a reason that this happened.
So it obviously has teeth too. It lived long enough to grow teeth.
Powerful teeth.
So what body of water is the zombie fish head? Because I'm thinking it bites you on your, you know, it bites your crotch. You're done, man.
You're done. That's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's face it. We're older guys. We've been done for a while. So, apparently, one place that I was just made aware of fairly recently is there is a lake, not Flathead Lake in Montana, but another lake in Montana where these things grow, right?
Uh-huh.
And I know that your listeners will send you notes of other places where they've seen this thing in action. So apparently you can find them. And I don't know if it's a super invasive fish, but yeah, they're out there and we found them.
The proof is out there.
The lost city of Atlantis interest you?
Yes, it does. Give us. We had about a minute, so yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, is it there?
Yes. Well, we found a road. Well, that's what the show to determine and okay. The experts determine. You know how we do this in radio and television,
right? Tease it.
Yeah. But yes, it's wonderful. I mean, it's been a great experience for me. I'm glad there's so much interest in the show and watch the show, send us notes, argue with me, which people seem to love to do, and it's been a kick to work on it.
Yeah, and if you solve everything, there's really nothing left to do. So don't solve everything all at once.
Well, then I'll move on to something else.
Okay.
Do you ever just call somebody? Do you ever call somebody on their BS?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's one of the joys of the show, actually. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, good, man.
Well, that seems to be lacking in journalism lately, so good for you.
You're a lot of fun, Tony. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the success there.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Prove us out to History Channel. Let's talk
Keep
soon,
us in
man.
Mind about that Caribbean pirate radio.
Yeah, I do that in a heartbeat,
in the
man.
Future.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
They're gone.
Yeah. They moved him on to the next one.
He just says, I want us hanging on the boat with him.
Oh, so he didn't hang
a
up on
a fish head
us?
That bites through a... Come on, Walsh.
His
a
people.
Fish head that bites through a can.
That's wild.
Man, be careful out there when you're fishing.
I haven't seen that.
With your smooth legs.
I haven't seen that in Papio Creek.
You never know, man. You never know.
Oh, can't find the video because it's not available now, but the headline says... And he's an ugly-looking thing. Watch the severed head of a wolffish bite down on a can of Coke. He's got some nasty teeth, and he's a big old fish head.
Walsh dates some wolf heads, obviously. You know. He just said that earlier on the show.
Things got weird this segment.
Little bit. All right. Come on back. Tony Harris. Join us there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.